some of us love sports, and you haven't fallen asleep yet. So some of us are sport fanatics, and we know when you watch sport, baseball, football, any sports that involve a team, you know that there are many advantages to being the home team. I mean, everybody wants to be the home team because in the home team, you have the crowd cheering for you. When you are the home team, the atmosphere in the home court is better. And you feel everybody's clapping for you. Everybody's cheering. Even when you make a mistake, everybody's right there cheering you on. Nobody wants to be the away team. See, I remember some of us that watched the NBA basketball. May 29, the OKC Thunder were facing the Golden State Warriors. And OKC already had the advantage. They went, that was game 6. And they were leading the series. Everybody thought the game 6 for OKC needed to be game 7. They needed to win that because they were playing in their home court. And if you watch the NBA final, OKC, the fans do not sit down until their team makes a basket. And even the coaches complain going there because people are so loud that they cannot hear them. They cannot hear themselves talking to one another. The coaches want to give the instruction to the players, but the crowd is so loud. And it's just amazing to be the home team. Some of us were watching the game, and when OKC lost at home, we said to ourselves, it's over. Because they needed to go face Golden State Warriors in Oakland. And Golden State Warriors, they are the best team on the NBA. And they have not lost many games at home. That's why the crowds, everybody else was saying, it's over for OKC. And it was. Because you don't want to go face the Golden State Warriors at home where the crowds will get wild because their team is there. And home court advantage. Now Golden State's in the finals against the Cavs. And again, they're going home for game 5. And they're already leading the series 3-1. So everybody already saying it's going to be over. It's nice to be the home team because the crowd is cheering for you. Nobody wants to be the away team. See, there was a conference last year some of us attended. It was called the away team. And this man was the president, Jim Toons. He said, today people are totally different path. Our culture is now defined by tolerance and permissiveness. People no longer engage with faith in order to accept or reject it. They simply reject it out of hand. The church is now the visiting team in our society. The crowd is not cheering for us. And perhaps, I mean, when you think about that, really, look at our society. You know, we, the church, we are the away team. We are the visiting team. People not, because you represent the church, you are Christ's representative, people will not be cheering for you. And we need to understand, that's the way it is. But sometimes as church, we expect people to be cheering for us when we are the away team. Now, we are the away team, not because things have gotten bad in our nation, in our country, and you know, there's no tolerance anymore, and it's like everything is allowed. The only thing that I disagree with that quote is that he said, we are the away team now. Newsflash, we always been the away team. The moment Jesus established the church has been the visiting team. Because even you see 2,000 years ago when the disciples of Jesus were propagating the message of Christ, not everybody believed in them, and they were persecuted, hunted down, because they did not want to believe in Jesus. But yes, I understand the home team has gotten stronger now in our society, perhaps just in America. Because in China, you go, millions of people are coming to Christ. And even a lot of Muslims are turning to Jesus. But here in America, it's almost like we feel that we're losing advantage. And we are more the visiting team because all the other things we go around, Jesus is kicked out of school and you get more shootings out there because nobody wants Jesus until something bad happens. Some of us have a tough time viewing ourselves as the visiting team because perhaps we want things to go in our favor, but it won't. Laws are going to be passed more to support man's agenda than God's agenda. We see that. It's happening in our nation, in our very eyes. And we want, because we are the visiting team. the crowd, the government, is not going to be cheering for us. I know you, perhaps you want good news. This is the reality where we are. And there is still good news despite us being the visiting team. It's okay to be the away team, crowd. It's okay. It's okay to be the away team. Jesus said that's who we are. You see, Jesus in chapter 14, we're going to be in the book of John. There's a text right there. It's all about being the away team. In chapter 14, Jesus told the disciples that he was leaving. He was going to leave them on their own. They were going to be by themselves. The disciples without Jesus. He said, I'm going to go and prepare a place. But if I go and prepare a place, I will come back to take you so that where I am, you can also be. And you know the way. Since I am the way, the truth, and the 14, he's telling that. And in chapter 14, he also said, ask anything in my name and I will give it to you. When you go to chapter 15 of John, he says, you got to continue to remain in me. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Be attached to me. Because without me, he said, you can do nothing. Also in chapter 15, Jesus continued talking to the disciples. To remain in me, love one another. He says, I give you a new command. Love one another as I have loved you. He also said, I'm going to give you my peace. I mean, Jesus is preparing the disciples because he's going back to the Father. He says, this is what you guys need to do. I'm going to give you my peace, which is different from the peace of the world. All that, when you reach, I mean, I encourage you sometime, chapter 14, all the way to 17. 17, Jesus is praying for the disciples. He even prayed for you and I. He prayed for people that will believe in him because of the message of the disciples. That includes you and I. But it's in chapter 16 that I find a lot of evidence for how we are to battle as that away team. In chapter 15, verses 18 through following, if you got your Bibles, let's go there for a moment. In chapter 16, Jesus tells the disciples that the Holy Spirit is going to come, that, you know, even though I'm going, but the Spirit will come and guide you and teach you and remind you of the things I already taught you. John chapter 15, verses 18 through following, this is what Jesus, our Lord, says. If the world hates you, keep in mind that he hated me first. If you belong to the world, it will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world because you are the away team. You do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. Also, if they obey my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you like this. They will treat you this way because of my name. For they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father as well. If I had not done among them what no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen these miracles, and yet they have hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in the law. They hated me without reason. And then he talks about when the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from my Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. Right in chapter 15, after Jesus just got done talking about the vine and the branches, in chapter 15 at the beginning, he said, remain in me, and I will remain in you. And then he says, if the world hates you, don't worry about it. They hated me first. Newsflash, Jesus is saying, if what they did to me, guess what? Because you represent me, they're going to do it to you because you are playing, you are the away team. You're not the home team anymore. Now, what does that mean that we are the away team? You see, being the away team means that there's going to be hostility. The world will be hostile towards you. Jesus said, it will hate you because of me. So, I have to already have in mind that, okay, they're not always gonna love me. They're gonna hate me because they hated Jesus. Yes, in the world there were some that followed Jesus. Yes, Jesus even said that there might be some that might follow you, but the majority will hate your guts because you are the away team. He says they will hate you. Why? Because you don't belong to the world. Remember, the Bible always talks about that your citizenship is not even from here. Where are we going to get that we are the away team? That this is not a home court. We don't have home court advantage to preach the gospel of Jesus in this culture. We are the away team, and we need to know how we can keep that in mind so that we don't lose heart and purpose of our mission. You see, you and I, the moment we say yes to Jesus, you place yourself in the away team. The moment you accept and believe in Jesus and are baptized into Christ, you are the away team. And the world will hate you. But we have hope right there because Jesus said, they believe in me. Some people will believe in me. They will also believe in you. There will be some, perhaps a minority in the world, that will be embracing your message of the cross. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. That's why he says, no servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me and killed me, they will do the same to you. Now, in chapter 16, verse 1 through 3, look what he says. Jesus said, all this I have told you that so that you will not go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming where anyone who kills you will think he's offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. But since I'm going now, you need to know what's going to happen. You are the away team. Not everybody's going to like you. And you know how it is. I mean, you got people, the moment you come to Christ, even when you're having Thanksgiving dinner with Uncle Bob, they all making fun of you because you are the Christian. You become the black sheep of the family anymore because of Jesus. I mean, even your own family. Jesus said in Matthew 10 that, I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword, because I have come to set a man against his father, a mother-in-law against his daughter-in-law, and the man's enemies will be those of his own household because of Jesus. Because, again, we are the away team. And it's not easy, it's not pretty to play where you are the away team because nobody's cheering for you. They're just booing you. You know how it is when you are the away team in a free throw a basketball player at the free throw lines. They weigh noodles. In fact, guys, they just take the shirts and they do all kinds of things because they want you to miss. They don't care about you. They want you to miss the shots because they just, you know, you are the away team. That's what the crowd is doing to us Christians, making fun of me, of you, everywhere you go. And it's okay. Can I say that again? It's okay. Because they did it to Jesus. Jesus said it will happen to us. Don't expect they're always going to be cheap. They won't. So there's rejection. And even possible death. Some people might even die for the cause of Christ. You know, in our nation, we haven't seen that happen yet. But you go to some of those countries where Islam is in charge. And you know, it's just that you had to hide to be a Christian. In Russia and some other places, if they find out you're a Christian, they will kill you. I mean, the away team really becomes serious in some of those nations when you cannot freely come and gather at a place to worship Jesus. Now, being the away team requires to remember our game plan. Being the away team is not required that we remember our game plan. Jesus said it right there. He said that you continue to testify about him for as long as we are in this world. He says, when the Spirit comes, verse 26, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, he goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also must testify, for you have seen me from, and you've been with me from the beginning. When we talk about the Great Commission, there's a text in Acts 1:8, Jesus talking to the apostles again. Luke says that he said these words, but you will receive power. It's almost like dynamite type of power. when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and then you're going to be my martyrs, my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. God's game plan is that you and I continue to be His living testimonies, that you and I continue to testify about Jesus. That has not changed. Even though we are the away team, the game plan is that we become Jesus' living testimonies everywhere we go. At work, you are to testify about Christ. At school, you are to testify about Christ. You are the light, the salt of the earth, wherever you are. That's the game plan, that we continue to make disciples of all nations. And it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be pretty, because we are the away team. But Jesus said, if they believe me, they will also believe you. I see hope in them. If they crucify me, they kill me, and they make fun of me, they will make fun of you. We just got to get that to our heads, that they're not going to be cheering for us, but we have a job to do. The game plan has not changed. For us, it's the away team. You will receive power. You see, the testifying of Jesus, we're not alone. Even though He's not with us physically, He is with us in the Spirit. Because He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And I will be with you always to the very ends of the age. We have the Spirit. I love that song. The same power, Jeremy Camp, that rose Jesus from the grave lives in you and I. But sometimes, because we are the away team, we're like we're intimidated by the home team. And that's what Jesus is saying. Don't be intimidated. I'm warning you what they're gonna do to you. And that's why I'm giving you my peace. That's what I'm telling you. Stick to the game plan as you go about this life. It hasn't changed. What Jesus is asking us to do, He wants us to recruit people from the home team to be part of the away team. You know what I mean? Jesus is asking us to recruit people from the world to be part of the away team, because the away team is better. And you're going to see why. We are the away team, and yes, playing here in the crowd, in the home court where we're playing right now, it's not going to be pretty. The world will hate you, Jesus said, just like they hated me. They persecuted me. They're going to persecute you. And I'm telling you this, He said, so that you do not go astray, so that you don't quit on me. When they go and get stuff, you don't quit. You don't throw the towel, even though you are the away team. You play to the best of your abilities, wherever you are. That's what Jesus said, because you have this power within you. Being the away team means to remember Jesus' words, His commands, His warnings, His teachings, so that you don't lose heart. He said, do not let, chapter 14, He started like this, do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in me. Trust also in God. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. I'm going to go there and I'm going to take you. It's going to require that we always remember Jesus' words. I mean, you know, like Ryan was talking about, sometimes we're going to run out of resources. We're going to go to places we have no idea what we're going to do. But then we have to remember the one who owns all the resources, who is our captain, our coach, our manager. And, oh, talking about record, He has never lost a game. That's the captain. That's the team you're playing for. And it doesn't matter if you're the away team. The one that's coaching us right now has never lost a game. And you think it's going to start losing now? I mean, that we are the away team, but it's okay. Because, I mean, it's not Phil Jackson coaching us or Girardi. It's Jesus Christ. And nobody can come against Him. Church, it's okay to be the away team despite the rejection and the hostility we'll face in this society. But we have to remember His words, the sign that He's telling us, the thing that He's saying. My commands. Remember, He already told him. He said in 14, trust me. Trust in me. Ask anything in my name, He said in 14:1 and 15:4. He says, love one another. 14 and 15 also, He said, remain in me and I will remain in you. And then He goes on 15:12. He says, all this I have told you so that you don't grow, so that you don't go astray, so that you don't quit. Even though, because perhaps all you want is the crowd to be cheering for you, and they're not going to do it. Jesus said, even though when they're hostile towards you, stick to the game plan. Remember what I told you. Don't lose heart. Don't let your heart be troubled. Yes, trouble is coming. He says, but be brave, because I have overcome. So you remember what I warned you, Jesus said. Don't quit. Despite whatever you're facing in this world. Now, being the away team also means that we're going to have peace and courage despite the adversity we face. That's why it's so beautiful to be the away team with Jesus Christ, because He says, I'm going to give you my peace. And the world does not understand this peace. Peace, some people translate it as the absence of war. Jesus said peace is to have peace in the midst of war. Someone's like, Jesus, that's a concept. No, it's not. It's like, you be at peace despite the whole world falling apart around you. And you know how it is. Sometimes that's happening right now to some of you. But you look around, it seems that the whole world is falling around you. Or the walls are, closing on you. And you're in between a rock and a hard place. That's what it appears like at times. Jesus said, trouble's coming. But be brave. Check out verse 16:33. Like I said, being the away team means to have peace and courage in Jesus. In verse 33, he says, I have told you these things. What things? All the things we've been reviewing all the way from chapter 14, 15, 16, now towards the end. That trust me, remain in me, love one another as I have loved you. I have told you these things so that in me, Jesus said, you may have peace. Trouble is coming. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, be brave, be courageous. I have overcome the world. Being the away team means that we are overcomers, that because we have peace and we are courageous despite whatever else is happening. We are courageous as an away team. We stick to the game plan. We fight for Jesus. The courage comes in peace that transcends our human understanding because we have it in Jesus Christ. He says, I'm telling you all these things, all the bad things are going to happen to you. I'm telling you that people are going to be hostile towards you so that in me, you might find peace. You see, a lot of times people go try to find peace in drugs and other things, and they never have peace. And even artists, you know, they kill themselves overdosing because someone's like, they have money, fame, whatever they want, but like, it seems that they cannot have that peace because only Jesus Christ can provide that peace that transcends our human understanding. Only in Christ we can be cool in the midst of chaos. Only in Jesus Christ we can be courageous when everybody else is shaking in their boots. Like all I ever do to have the kind of faith that takes to come against a giant. Remember the song? With just a sling and a stone. Surrounded by 1,000 warriors shaking in their armors. You know, but why? Because he was looking at Jesus. Only Jesus can provide that courage when everything that you can courageously stand for him. That you can have peace and people don't understand why you are so calm in the midst of chaos. When everything else is falling apart on you, you are okay. That's peace. And just say, I'm telling you all these things. I mean, yes, I'm leaving and it's better that I leave and the council's going to come and all these things are going to happen. Other things are going to happen, but it's going to be better for you that I tell you. I'm telling you this thing so that in me, you might find peace. Trouble is coming, but be brave. Be brave in the face of trouble and tribulation because I have overcome, he said. See, we have courage because Jesus has overcome the world. In him, we are overcomers. You see why it's so important to be the away team? Because we're already winners. That's against in our society with the numbers when we go. You know, the home team usually will win because you got home court advantage. The crowd is cheering for you. And even though we don't have the crowd cheering for us as the away team, Jesus Christ says that we're already going to win because he hasn't lost a battle. And I think, church, we have to remember that. People are not always going to cheer for you at school or things. Remember, it's like, that's because I'm the away team. But it's okay. Because my captain has not lost a battle, a game that he has played. When he's in a contest, you know who's going to win. That's why at the end of times when Satan comes and he tried to develop this battle against the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, it's ridiculous. They're going to create this team thinking that they can come against Jesus. And Jesus, all he has to say is, you're all dead, and that's it. End of the story. You and I are the away team. And yes, the world's going to hate us, make fun of us, might kill some of us, but we're already victorious. Jesus said, trouble's coming, but be brave. Be brave in the face of trouble. That doesn't make sense. Yes, it does make sense because it's all because of Jesus Christ. It's all through him that we can be courageous. in Him we are overcomers. That's why it's okay to be the away team as Christians, because the victory is guaranteed in Christ. You see, at the away team, this is what we got to do. Continue reminding ourselves. We got to stick to the game plan. What He left us to do. Make disciples. Be witnesses. Be salt and light everywhere we go. That's the game plan. Yes, people might hate your guts over there. Stick to the game plan. No matter what happens. When people cheer, not cheering and booing you, stick to the game plan. Also, continue remembering what he has already told us, what He commanded us, what He taught us, what He's warning us about, against, so that we do not lose heart. Sometimes, I admit that, occasionally, depending on the struggles we go through, we might be discouraged, and we might be tempted to lose heart. Jesus said, don't lose heart. Don't quit on me yet. Perhaps you need to hear those words from God. Don't throw that towel, despite whatever it is you're going through. It's because you're going through those struggles because you're not playing in the home court. You are the away team, and that's what you're facing, trials and tribulation. Be brave, because our Lord has conquered the grave. You and I belong to the winning team. The away team in Jesus Christ is the winning team. So yes, we are the visiting team right now. We are the away team. But check this out. Very soon, we're gonna go home. We are the away team right now. Soon we're gonna go home to be crowned champions. That's what we look forward to. When Jesus will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful in a few things. I'm gonna put you in charge of many things." It's okay to be the visiting team. Because we're not home yet. When we get home, it's not even to fight anymore. It's to be crowned victors. To be crowned champions.